Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Malcolm Poindexter III. I call him the overnight guy, now reporting traffic for KYW Radio. Welcome, Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Dee. Pleasure to be here, really. Thank you.
You grew up here and recently came back.
Absolutely, yes.
So where did you grow up?
Pretty much all over Philadelphia. We moved around a lot, so North Philly, West Philly, Center City, basically all around. But after leaving to go to college in Maryland, I jumped back here, and I've been back ever since. Yeah.
When you went to college in Maryland, did you know what you wanted to do when you got out?
I started with some broadcasting, but I wound up with an English degree, so go figure. I had that thought to follow in my father's footsteps, but then I kind of wanted to find my own niche as I was there, and I had a great time there. And started in radio there, actually on the campus station, WMUC. Was DJing there from my freshman year all the way to my senior year, which was a great time.
When you say DJing, you were DJing on that radio station, right?
Yes, Correct? Absolutely, yeah.
So did you want to pursue the path of being a DJ maybe back here on the radio?
I did. I did a few cameos on Power 99, DAS, because I grew up listening to those stations. So I really had an inkling to kind of lean towards doing some DJing. But I wound up in other things, some technology, some Apple work, and also at Microsoft. So I still had it in the back of my mind. I still would like to, actually. I listen to WRNB all the time, actually, on the way out here today. So I would love to maybe do a spot there, maybe the traffic jam. But playing music is my real passion. Yeah.
And you do play music. I mean, you DJ for corporations and do many events.
Absolutely. SEI Events is one of my more popular gigs, and they're out in Oaks, PA. So I do happy hours, sales functions, and things like that, which is still fun. You know, I get to play good music. I take requests still now and then, but I also did the club circuit for a while and also some DJing for some fitness circuits, like Flywheel and some other fitness classes, which was a lot of fun. But I always felt like I was gaining weight because I wasn't working out. I'm just playing music while all these other folks are sweating it out. But it was a lot of fun doing that. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about doing the traffic overnight.
Okay.
First of all, the hours obviously are challenging for those of us who are night people and work
right.
Day.
You understand.
Day
yeah.
Wise. Yes. So what time do you go in?
Normally, you can hear me on the air on the weekends, 8:30 p.m. to about 4:30 in the morning. So it's a long shift, but hopefully, you know, things get going and it makes it go quicker. But don't want to wish any ill will, obviously, on the transit or anything like that. But it's a long shift. Yeah.
All right. So when you say things get going, you're actually looking for traffic where we're all trying to avoid it.
Or sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'm always looking for something, whether it's construction or otherwise. Yeah.
How do you monitor what's going on?
PennDOT cameras, a lot of calls with the police departments, and a lot of, actually Belmont, I talk to them a lot. I grew up in this area, so I'm kind of friendly with some of the Belmont Police Department. So it's all about communication with them and PennDOT, checking cameras. You know, everyone knows there's traffic cameras everywhere on all the majors and the bridges and things like that. So got to keep an eye on those and keep an eye also for the phone ringing from our AT&T tipsters and so forth that call in like, hey, I just saw an accident, or those using Waze or anything on their phone, like, hey, just give a heads up and we research it and then let the folks know. Yeah.
When you say looking and monitoring cameras, it sounds almost like I'm picturing a control room where you can see multiple screens.
Absolutely.
Is that what it is?
About four monitors are in front of us, whether we can select the Schuylkill 95, the bridges, and that's basically, and they're all just running streaming video. So we can just kind of look and see, and then we kind of confirm things with PennDOT as we see it, just to make sure we're giving the accurate information. Absolutely.
How many eyes are watching with you, or are you just by yourself?
Oh, no. Usually there's a producer alongside to help out and also to answer the phones and things like that. So it's not a one-man show. There's always somebody there to help. And also in the newsroom, looking out to the editor's desk, and we always get calls from our own newsroom folks that are like, oh, Malcolm, we see this. You might want to look into that. So we get a lot of support. Absolutely.
And it's every 10 minutes.
On the twos, that's right. Even though the format just changed recently to from traffic and transit on the twos to traffic and weather. So we kind of bundled that up now, which is all about a two-minute drill for that segment.
So do you do the weather part of it too?
No. Oh, we toss that to either, you know, Kate Bylow or Katie Fallinger or any of those folks. Yeah.
But you're still on the twos.
Yes.
Doing your part of it.
Correct, yes.
When you have every 10 minutes, because obviously I used to do sports updates, mm-hmm. right? Do you write everything or do you just trust yourself? I have bullet points. I know I got to hit 95. I got to hit the Schuylkill.
Well, definitely that aspect, you know, hitting the majors for sure. But I'll write up a script if something major is happening just so I make sure I have that in front of me. Otherwise, I'll look at the map. I like spin around the map, look for delays, and then research it in between the 10 minutes or the 8 minutes, rather, you know, before I have to go on again, hit that button.
How often does it stay the same from one, two to the next two?
Pretty often for those overnight hours, but during the day, things change, you know, constantly. And I've been a part of a few day shifts here and there, but mostly overnight things kind of stay pretty streamlined and, you know, you can get the information out there pretty quickly.
Malcolm, how did you sell yourself that I could be a traffic person on the radio?
Well,
what were they looking for?
Well, when KOW brought traffic in-house about 2 years ago, I just jumped at the opportunity. I was excited because to be where my father worked and kind of just get in, because it really is kind of a family for me just to be there. And I just jumped at the opportunity when I heard KOW was bringing it in-house. And I said, well, I have DJ experience. I think I can speak well on the air. And I knew the roads pretty well because my father always said, you got to grow up knowing the roads, know your surroundings. So I felt like I had that experience with, you know, the radio experience. Also coupled that up and it works.
Yeah. And how long have you been on KYW?
2 years.
2 years now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And do you include, I always hear the bridges.
All right.
But then do you include Jersey, like 295 or 42?
42 freeway, especially more so during the summer months when there's a lot more shore traffic.
Shore traffic.
But absolutely, 42 freeway, 55, 295, 38 and 70 in Cherry Hill, that whole area. Got to give love to all the Jersey majors, yeah.
It seems like it would be hard to get it all in 2 minutes.
Well, that's why, you know, nowadays, you know, now that they've cut us to like a minute and change, well, it's like more on that in the next report, like if you can't get to it. But then we might have folks calling in like, hey, you didn't mention 95. But, you know, I'll say we'll get there in the next report. You know, we'll get it all in as soon as we can.
Yeah, we do rely heavily on the radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you find that because people have Waze or Google Maps mm-hmm. that they are less reliant on the twos or more reliant?
I think we have our demographic that are still, you know, tuning in on the twos, whether they're driving or truck drivers. But now with Waze and Google, this is more opportunity for folks to just check it on their own. But I think still people rely on the twos for sure. Yeah.
Sit tight. We'll take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about your father's career. We kind of share a little bit of that in common.
We do, yeah, indeed.
We do,
yeah.
We do. So we're talking to Malcolm Poindexter III, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago, still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work. As do I.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. 1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam, having a conversation with Malcolm Poindexter III, who is a traffic reporter for KYW Radio. And it is the same station where your father once worked, but he actually worked in newspaper even before he was at the radio. Is that right?
Absolutely, Dee.
Who did he write for?
Daily News and the Tribune. So way back early 60s. Absolutely. That's where he got his start.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then he moves to radio, and then from radio to TV.
Right, right.
But it was the radio and the TV was all in the KYW family.
Right. Down at Group W Westinghouse at Fifth and Market. Basically, I grew up there in that building, and that was a great time. So he was one of the first reporters hired at KYW in 65. And then shortly after that, I'll share a quick story. I think he was in an elevator with some folks, and they were like, we need somebody to fill in on the air, like on TV. And they said, what about you? And like they point to my dad, and they're like, give it a shot. And that's kind of how he got started, moving from radio into television. Yeah.
Was he always a... like on the street doing news stories, never at the desk?
Never anchoring. No, never. As far as I can remember, he was always out doing stories all over the place, down Atlantic City, Philadelphia, all over the place, really. So he was doing a lot of that before they transitioned him to his own show. He had Eyewitness Newsmakers. He had a Saturday show for a while. And then on to become ambassador to the arts, where he just did a lot of things around the African American Museum down on Arch Street.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Cool. Yeah. Did he ever share like some of his most fascinating stories he got to cover? I was just at an event where a news person, you know, like she got to cover the Pope coming here or so things like that. Does he share what were some of that stood out to him?
Martin Luther King was one that he shared. He always talked a lot about that. And my grandfather had experience with Nelson Eddy, so he would kind of always bring that up. So those two names always kind of resonate with folks when they ask me about, hey, what did your father or grandfather, what were they into, what, some of their highlights? Those two always stand out to me.
Mm. And how, what did he retire from KYW?
My dad? Yes, yes. I forget what year it was, but he fell ill. You know, he had some medical issues. So as they gave him that position as ambassador to the arts, that was kind of their segue to like, you know, put him out the door, kind of, but in a nice way.
Believe me, I know those feelings. Yeah. Do you have siblings? And did any of them follow in the footsteps of being in the news business?
Not from the same mother. My mother's Lottie Poindexter, but my brother, David, he worked on the Mike Douglas show for a while, way, way back, so that he had experience there, but he moved on to being a teacher later on. But he definitely has some same ties as I have, which is great. In the family at KYW and CBS3.
I'm curious, did your dad ever write a book?
No.
Never wrote a book?
I wish he did. I wish I had something more, you know, some physical. But obviously there's a lot of video that I was given from a lot of folks at KYW and CBS. They're like, hey, you might want to check this out. I don't have anything to play it on. You know, these old tapes, I got to find
you
out.
You should transfer them before it becomes impossible.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a lot of those archives at home. I got to figure out how to document those. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go back to you because your original or your passion, you said, is definitely music. Mm-hmm. And you DJed for a while.
Yeah, about 30 years.
What are some of the highlights of where you, because you've been New York, Vegas, mm-hmm. those kinds of places. Mm-hmm. What were some of the highlights of the DJing part of your career?
Well, definitely New York. Saw a lot of celebrities, which was very cool. Played at some nice venues in the city, which always seemed that they change names so fast before they get big. But New York has definitely had a lot of good times there. I still have friends that DJ in Vegas, Surrender and a lot of the Wynn establishments, which is a lot of fun in the summer months especially. But I'm planning to actually go out there this summer again
to work?
To work, hopefully, yeah. And there's always new clubs popping up, changing names.
All the time.
So I would say New York and Vegas are my two favorite. Well, actually, Rio. Let me go there for a second. I DJed for Carnival. This was maybe 2008, which was really, really nice. Yeah. And I've been there a few times. So Carnival and Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow. Mm. As technology changes, like a DJ used to have, if we go way back.
Talk to me, yeah.
You came with your albums and the whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah.
Now it's everything is obviously on playlists, mm-hmm. but you still have to put on a show, kind of.
Right. It's right? definitely different. As you said, the game has changed immensely. I used to carry, like back in college, maybe 8 crates of records and the turntables and the microphone. I mean, all that took up so much space, but now you can fit everything basically in a backpack, but you really have to perform, you know, and involve the crowd, which is definitely different, but you still have to have that skill, obviously mixing. Some DJs scratch. I still do, you know, because I grew up in that era where like, you use records and you had to show your skills to gain like respect. But nowadays, it's just, you know, it's playing music, but you got to play the right music at the right time and read the crowd.
So wait a minute. When you say you still scratch, not with albums.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
right,
do?
Right. If you come see me next week, I'm out at SEI. I still use vinyl. And some of the people there, that they look at me, they're like, wow. They'll comment, like, he still uses vinyl. Yeah, absolutely. I'll never give that up.
Isn't it hard to find, like, you know, to upkeep your own needles or
It's
table.
Expensive for yes. sure, but
because it's not that easy to find that stuff.
Right. You just have to keep searching. There's some websites you can find for certain things if you really want to find it, reprints and things like that. But they're out there if you really want to try. Yeah. But now there's technology where the albums are just blank. It's just like a control signal where the computer maps the MP3 to it. So it's like you have the vinyl and I could, you know, scratch with it and manipulate the record, but it's just...
It's not the song. The song's actual, coming right. through the computer.
Right, right.
Whoa,
so that's still even, really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool. But newer songs, well, you'd have to do it that way because they're not albums.
Right, correct.
For the newer music.
Right, and I'm a member of some DJ websites where you can upload and download things, or, you know, you spend money on any of the sites out there that people buy music. And then once you have it on the computer, you're good. You know, then you can just play it on the vinyl or you can just play it through the computer. But as long as I can keep touching that record and manipulating it like I grew up doing, I'm going to do it. Keep it doing that way.
How many songs do you think you, I guess you own them or you
right,
have
no, yeah,
in your
right,
possession,
right, right?
Right,
right, right. I don't do any ripping like BitTorrent and things like that. But I would say, I mean, it's got to be close to 100,000. Like, including all my vinyl, because I've been collecting vinyl since I was on the radio in college. And it was a blessing to be associated with all these record companies that would just send you stuff. Like, oh, it'd be like New Music Tuesday. Like, here's a package with all this new vinyl for you to play. And along with that, which is really heavy to move, but I still enjoy taking a few records here. And it's good to have those as backups as well, just in case the computer
fails.
Where do
you store them all?
In my apartment.
Really?
Yeah, it's not
That's
cute.
A lot of
it's
space.
It's not cute. Yeah, it is. A lot of IKEA and other types of furniture where you just, it's just, but they're all alphabetized.
I was so just going to ask you, how do you find, because you have to be super organized.
Right. At this point, it's all alphabetized. Yeah. So I just jump to a section and go from there. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. All right. So let's just say the upcoming event, similar to the way I would produce a show, do you think to yourself, all right, this is what I'm going to do today
Absolutely.
For this crowd?
Right. Who's going to be there? What's the occasion? Absolutely. The same way, D. Same way. Absolutely. And then if they make requests or I can just download it at a moment's notice, you know, and then add it to the set. That's the good thing about, I guess, being on the internet at functions. But, oh, you don't have it? I can get it, you know, and it makes that event that much more enjoyable, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sit tight. We'll take another commercial break and we'll come back and continue the conversation with Malcolm Poindexter III. You're listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner. Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool.
12th and Market, 215-238-0639, 215-238-0639, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences, is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
They're all in. Welcome back to Lifestyles. Malcolm Poindexter III, our guest today. Malcolm, with your DJ stuff and your KYW radio traffic, first of all, do you have a website for yourself, for your DJing part of life?
I don't. I just basically use social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I had a website for a while, but I felt like I could just reach more people. Because social media, obviously, is just booming, especially Twitter and Instagram, I think. So you can find me there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Could you do traffic forever and a day?
Or good would question. You? Good question. Since I've only been in the game for about 2 years at KYW, I could see myself be there for a while. I'm not giving up on it. I love it. I love doing it. But we'll see what the future holds. I wouldn't mind maybe getting in front of the camera. You know, maybe some CBS. Who knows? But
slide in like your dad did.
Exactly.
Back in the day.
Exactly. Pick your spots.
Take the Poindexter good looks and say, "Look, people, what you're missing out on. This is my voice, but you got to see the face." in terms of the traffic, and you say, I could see yourself, you know, doing it for a while now because you're only 2 years in. What is the best part of that? I mean, do you like kind of get an adrenaline rush when you have different things happening?
Honestly, you do. And I do for sure. Sometimes even on the overnight, like if it's a car fire on 95, like you're giving that, you're running out to the news desk telling them, hey, you might want to send somebody out there. And they're like the 4 a.m. reporter. So we're talking about that at the first hit, if necessary. So and there is a rush to it for sure. But you don't want to wish, again, ill will on folks out there. And you see, hear about a lot of tragedy, you know, obviously with the accidents and fatals and things.
Especially overnight.
Yeah.
Because
that 2 o'clock hour sometimes can get rough, you know, leaving the city on the Schuylkill. You know, I've seen some things in the cameras that are just, you know, but you have to be careful, you know, how you phrase it, obviously, on the air. But you do see some things and hear about some horrible instances.
Do you find yourself, I do this, where you literally, you'll follow up for yourself just to know what exactly ever came of an accident that you had to report, that it just existed.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself wanting to know.
Absolutely. Actually, there was one on, I believe it was just the Schuylkill, and they took him to Hahnemann, which is very close to the broadcast center. So I was finishing up my shift, and I went down there to the ER to kind of check on this gentleman who was in kind of bad shape, and kind of sat with him for a bit. And that was one just recently, maybe the last couple months, that I had the opportunity to kind of follow up right in the moment, you know, because it was so close to the broadcast center.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a natural, I think, human instinct to want to do that a little bit. And my last thing, what brought you back to Philadelphia? Why did you come back to begin with 2 years ago? Or was it longer than that?
It was longer than that. But unfortunately, it was my father's passing.
Was that long ago that you came back?
Because
that was 2010, right?
That was 2010, correct, yeah.
Wow.
So when I was living in L.A. DJing full-time, loving it, and the weather was fantastic. But then when I got word that, you know, my father just passed, it was March 2010, I never went back. I just felt like I needed to be here for family. And then I kind of had to restart things for myself as far as career. But then, I dabbled at Apple, Microsoft, getting some tech background under my belt. And then thankfully, the opportunity came up at KYW News Radio.
So you could always go back to corporate tech stuff if you
want. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I get questions. I still do some of that on the side, like, you know, just, hey, Malcolm, can you come install some operating system for me? And I have the knowledge to do that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we had the conversation, and I'll be listening differently to my traffic reports.
Please
when
do.
I'm leaving my late radio shift. Malcolm Poindexter III has been our guest, and you've been listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB. I remind you that today's show was sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.